Let's be honest, pregnancy can be hard. Even with the excitement that comes with the baby, the period that follows birth, even harder. The goal is for you to form a community and provide resources that you need to prioritize your mental health while taking care of your baby. Now, oftentimes with the excitement of expecting a new baby, or even after having the baby, sometimes we have symptoms. Those symptoms are often confused. There are two types of symptoms that you can have, one being the baby blues, one being postpartum depression. However, between the two, there are a very big difference between the two. And I'm going to give you some symptoms so that you can recognize and be able to identify the difference between the baby blues and postpartum depression. One, the baby blues, there's symptoms that usually peak in the first few days after delivery, and then they're usually resolved within 1 to 2 weeks after the delivery of your baby. And then you have postpartum depression. Those symptoms can occur during pregnancy, after delivery, and then if untreated, they can last around up to 1 year approximately. Now, the difference between the two, the baby blues, you may have mood changes, feelings of worry, you may have tearfulness, sadness, irritability or anger, sleep difficulties, fatigue or anxiety. However, with postpartum depression, you can have symptoms of persistent sadness, anxiousness, a feeling of emptiness, feelings of guilt, worthlessness, hopelessness, helplessness, loss of interest or pleasures with activities or hobbies, fatigue or abnormal decrease in energy, feeling restless or having trouble sitting still, difficulty concentrating. When you are expecting, we know that you're excited, but oftentimes there can be a range of emotions filled when you're expecting a new baby. You don't know what to expect, especially if you're a first-time parent. What I would suggest is if you're identifying some type of change in your behavior, your mood, it is okay for you to discuss these feelings with your obstetrician. If you do not feel comfortable speaking with your obstetrician, try reaching out to your primary care physician. Even if you don't feel comfortable speaking with those two, you can also try reaching out to someone in your church if you're a member of a church. If you're not comfortable with them, then try to speak to a friend. But just remember that you do not have to suffer in silence. Your mental health is very important, and you have to remember that when you're expecting, whatever those emotions you are feeling sometimes can often transfer to your unborn child. Even if you've delivered, if you are still experiencing those different types of emotions, those things can still transfer to the child that you just recently have, because you will have a sense of not having an attachment to the child that you just recently birthed. Try to get support from your family, your friends, a good friend, someone that is going to be supportive of you, and someone that is going to be there to help you. Now, many mental health providers are out here that can help you and assist you in the event that you are feeling these type of emotions. Pillars to Success has a 24-hour mental health resource hotline that you can contact in the event that you are feeling alone or you don't know who to call. It's statewide for the state of Ohio. That number is 855-424-4226. Again, that number is 855-424-4226. There's also a local number, which is 216-795-5996. Again, that number is 216-795-5996. You can also email us at pillars2success@yahoo.com. Again, that is pillars2success@yahoo.com. So let's just remember to check on mom. Start tracking and understanding your symptoms of postpartum depression. To help have productive conversations with your healthcare provider, it's important to keep track of how you're feeling during pregnancy, and it's uncommon to feel worried, irritable, and tearful, but sometimes feelings like these can become severe and persist over a long period of time. If they do, please make sure that you speak to your healthcare provider about these symptoms. Postpartum depression is common. It's a pregnancy-related medical condition with approximately 1 in 8 moms in the U.S. experiencing symptoms. Symptoms can occur 3 months before giving birth and up to 1 year after birth of your baby. Make sure you, again, track these emotions so that you can share this information with your provider. And please remember to check on mom, because so much thought went into your birth plan, but have you planned for what happens after the baby is born? Caring for yourself is just as important as caring for your unborn child. Thank you.